Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Court case with late this afternoon, I was informed that State Supreme Court Justice Emilio Colaiacovo had released his decision with regard to our court case between the City of Buffalo, here in the City of Buffalo, between myself, Common Counsel, and Buffalo City Comptroller Barbara Miller Williams, and that decision was in favor of our petition in its entirety, therefore compelling the controller to borrow on behalf of the City of Buffalo and issue bonds with regard to the capital budget that was passed by the Buffalo Common Council last fall. I want to thank Judge Colaiacovo for the thoroughness within his decision, but also the expediency with which he released the decision this week. This is a process that has played out far too long. A capital budget process that took place last fall included city departments, cultural institutions, residents in the City of Buffalo. It was a thorough process that the council approved. Now it has drawn out for several months and it has cost taxpayers dollars. And it's not a route that I wanted to go. It's very unfortunate that we had to go that route, but I felt it was important to make sure that, although I believe the language within the City of Buffalo Charter is very clear, I felt it was necessary to set the precedent of where each department, each elected official's authority lies when it comes to the charter and the City of Buffalo. All along, I felt very confident that we would prevail in this court battle. Again, I want to thank Judge Colaiacovo for that. Like I said, this was a long process, and it was an historic process. It was a historic capital budget that the council passed last year that we provided them, $110 million, $28 million in capital budget projects, $55 million in projects for the Buffalo Public Schools, and an additional $26 million in bond anticipation notes on behalf of the City of Buffalo that would unlock $204 million worth of federal infrastructure projects, which at the end of the day turns into more than $1 billion worth of direct and indirect economic impact here in the City of Buffalo. I think it's important to note that if you look at the judge's decision, he makes it very clear that when the council adopted the capital budget last fall, they authorized and directed the controller to issue bonds on behalf of the City of Buffalo. I think that is a very clear part, very clear and very important part of that decision. And like I said, of the process all along, we felt very confident based on the language within the City of Buffalo Charter that the controller's role in this process was advisory, it was ministerial, and that if you look at the City Charter, that the mayor proposes the capital budget and the Buffalo Common Council authorizes it. So again, very grateful to Justice Colaiacovo that ruled in favor of our petition in its entirety, and that the controller will be now compelled to borrow on behalf of the City of Buffalo. Again, I want to be very clear, this is not something we wanted to do, it's not a path we wanted to go down, but the delays in projects, the money that it will cost in addition to what it would have originally cost, I felt the need to go the legal route. Again, want to thank everyone involved. And with that, I'll open it up to any questions.
The judge said the controller had a dereliction of duty in this matter. Do you believe she should remain in office after this decision?
Yeah, I don't think it's a reason for the controller to leave office. This is a difference of opinion. I believe the controller thought she was doing what she was responsible to do. I just don't believe that it was following the letter. I don't think it's any reason for someone to be removed from office or anything like that. At the end of the day, it was a difference of opinion between some elected officials, and unfortunately, we could not come to resolution by discussing this and ultimately had to go the route of the courts. But I don't think it's any reason for anyone to call into question the controller whether she should remain in office.
How much is this legal matter going to cost city taxpayers?
I don't have the exact numbers with relation to outside counsel, but we get that for you. But at the end of the day, I think the bigger financial impact is the delays in these projects. You're going to see how much more they cost now that we've basically lost an entire construction season. We are now into the 2026 capital budget process and haven't begun the 2025 capital budget and implementing those, implementing the actual the plan. So the increase in those projects, that's going to be ultimately the large impact on taxpayers. And again, very unfortunate that the delays occurred. But I'm just glad that the court case is behind us so we can now start implementing the plan. You know, these are important projects. They're infrastructure projects that repair roadways, buildings here in the city of Buffalo. They'll benefit our cultural institutions and other partners. So again, it's important that we get these the bonds so issued and start these projects as soon as possible.
Has this damaged your relationship with the comptroller, and how will you move forward?
Now, listen, this is different than any other level of government where elected officials have different opinions on things, and it's very unfortunate if we had to ultimately end up in court over it. I just, at the end of the day, don't believe that it adhered to the Buffalo City Charter, in particular the fact that if you look at this scenario where there's the mayor and or council provide or approve a capital budget in excess of the recommended cap, how that process plays out, I think that's very clear in the charter. But again, just a difference of opinions, and I don't have any ill feelings towards the controller at the end of the day. It's just a matter of difference of opinions.
You had mentioned that the construction season is now over for 2025, so do you need all this money still?
Well, that doesn't mean these projects go away. The needs go away. You know, there's the roads that still need to be repaired. There's $204 million worth of federal funding that we are in jeopardy of losing if we didn't start to front this money. And these are major projects. Main Street, Jefferson Avenue, Bailey Avenue, major infrastructure projects, building projects, support for our cultural institutions and their facilities as well. So just because we've lost this construction season does not mean that these projects have disappeared. Actually, probably makes the case more dire. And the fact that we need the money quickly and have to start these projects as soon as possible.
That's going to be the next question. Are these projects that are able to be started this year?
Yeah, you know, by the time the bonds are issued and everything's wrapped up on that end, you're probably too late in the season for road work, things like that. What we've been trying to do is lock a lot of the projects in and the price associated with a lot of them. I'm not able to do that with all of them, but we'll certainly continue to move as quickly as possible to make sure that there's no additional impact on the taxpayer.
Have you spoken to the comptroller since the ruling?
I have not. No, I just found this out within the last hour or so here in the office, and I had a quick conversation with the team here. And again, just very grateful to Justice Colaiacomo that he adhered to the city charter.
When does this money get released? Bonded out?
Yeah, so now we've got to move forward. We have things we have to provide back to the courts, I believe, based on a very quick conversation I had with our outside counsel, and we'll go from there. But exact timeline, I don't know.
The judge's ruling clears it up, but since the Charter Review Commission is in session, should they look at this and maybe clear up any ambiguity in the city charter in terms of rules of governance here?
I would think they could take that into consideration. You know, I personally think it's already very clear, and that's what I've stated all along. That's why I felt so confident that we'd be successful in the court battle. But if they want to use this precedent as reference for anything they want to put in the city charter, I think that's...
Can you give to residents and taxpayers that these funds are used, you know, efficiently and also transparently?
Yeah, and so this is, the capital budget process is a very transparent one. You know, this is done out in the open, the capital, with the CPC, open meetings, and we discuss this, the capital budget process filed with the council can approve, amend it. This is all done very transparently, and the big thing now is we just want to get it done as quickly as possible. There's projects that need the work, and so these delays have hurt that. They hurt the bottom line financially when it comes to these projects, but now the big thing is for me just moving forward as quickly as possible.
A few different advocate groups I've spoken to have said this whole situation has kind of shown the dysfunction inside City Hall here. How do you rebuild kind of the trust of the public that everyone's kind of working towards the same goal and not having chaos like this?
Well, I think at the end of the day, everyone involved here the big conversation was, does it hurt the city financially? So I think everyone was on the same page. No one wanted to harm the city financially. The argument was, does it or not? And it doesn't. 82 of the $110 million is reimbursed. And we're right back at the $28 million cap that the controller initially wanted to implement. So we are not looking to borrow anything long-term in excess would harm the city of Buffalo financially than it would. So I think at the end of the day, we're all kind of on the same page. We didn't want to impact the city negatively financially. But if you look at it more closely, it doesn't.
A precedent was set, but the charter wording remains the same. Do you foresee this becoming an issue next budget season, couple of years, anything like that?
I don't think so, and that was really, at the end of the day, the reason I felt we had to go the legal route. I've stated all along, I think it's very clear how it's laid out in the charter. The controller obviously disagreed, but for that reason, I felt it was necessary to set the precedent through the courts that each elected official has certain rights and responsibilities and legal authority, and I think today Justice Kouliakou cleared that up.
I know corporate counsel had a confidential letter that was filed with the council regarding this issue. Is there anything with that you're able to share?
Shared with the Buffalo County Council?
Yeah, with regarding this issue. But it's my understanding the Corporation Council weighed in some sort of letter with the council on
it. I'd have to go back I have to try and find out which one you're talking about. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.